A chance conversation would lead David Fry, a young broadcaster, to a career representing Kansas wheat farmers for more than 40 years. In 1978, Fry was working as a newsman for a radio station in Hutchinson. His mother had an interesting conversation at her hairdresser's with Anna Jane Baird, then home economist with the Kansas Wheat Commission. The organization had a new communications position open, and it sounded right up Fry's alley. He interviewed in Topeka and was named the Director of Public Affairs. Rich Hawkins, a broadcaster with KXXX in Colby, challenged Fry to start a weekly radio program, creating the precursor to the Kansas Wheat Scoop in his very first week of work. Fry said, "One thing I felt I could bring to this wheat farmer state agency was to get wheat issues in the media." Fry continued to grow professionally with the Kansas Wheat Commission, eventually becoming the organization's administrator from 1996 to 2005. During that time, Kansas hard red winter wheat became part of the international spotlight on wheat, with government and cabinet-level officials from other nations traveling to Kansas to meet with farmers and learn more about the crop and U.S. wheat purchase and delivery systems. In addition to market development, Kansas farmers have long supported PL 480 food assistance programs, better known as Food for Peace. Fry recalled when the Minister of Food visited Kansas from Bangladesh and told him that the program, which provided wheat and flour, was truly food for peace in his country. Fry said, "His comments are something that stuck with me. I realized how valuable it is that Kansas farmers are producing far more than we can consume, and how critical that is, literally life or death, for many places in the world." From 2005 to 2016, he worked in international development projects in Afghanistan, where he served as the country director for Grain Industry Alliance, subcontracting with USAID and living in Kabul. His work included oversight of grain storage construction, water wells, and training programs. He said working with the agricultural sector in Afghanistan gave him an appreciation for research investments in the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center. He pointed out the unique setup with a building owned by Kansas wheat producers, but a place where commercial, private, and public wheat scientists and breeders can work collectively. Where else do wheat farmers and others feel compelled to invest in wheat seed development and share the knowledge with other public and private scientists to meet the coming future demand for food? I believe in what the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center is doing. It is world-changing powerful and something that needs support, yet returns so much more value than the investments made. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.